Hey there. Bit of a bonus episode here. Wanted to talk about pre-workout supplements. And this is an ongoing conversation that I tend to have with folks because these supplements are everywhere, right? You'll see them all over your Instagram. You'll see them, it seems like people can't get through a workout without their pre. And you'll see the dry scoop crew. You'll see all kinds of stuff. And I was asked specifically last night, like somebody was waiting on getting their pre-workout, and they were trying to get something in the meantime, and wondered what I suggested. Two things I use are just iced coffee and spearmint gum. Those are the two things. And at times when I'm trying to cut back on coffee, because you can overdo it on caffeine too. Just the spearmint gum in the water. So the thing is, guys, I know a number of people that have tried to come off of, and I've worked with clients on this. This has actually become a goal for some folks that I've worked with, where cutting back and eliminating pre-workout is very difficult to do, and you have to ask yourself if it's so difficult to completely cut something out. And in some cases, people will say that they feel like they're going through pre-workout withdrawals. Is it good for you? Like, is it really helping you? And the other thing I would say is, if you're looking at the ingredients list of your pre-workout, look at how high up caffeine is. And if caffeine is the main ingredient and you want to use a boost of caffeine to get through a workout, there's other sources, coffee and tea being probably the easiest ones to come across. But by the way, when you talk about withdrawals and stuff, you'll hear that with coffee at times too. I feel like if you're going to get a boost of caffeine, I don't think you need to spend whatever people are spending. I mean, if you'll see canisters for like $20 or less. You'll see things all the way up. And like, I get back to the whole thing with supplements. They are supplementing the base. Like, you're doing the basics. You're laying the foundation. You're being consistent. If you're doing that stuff, then any kind of supplement is just that. It's a supplement. It's supplementing the stuff that you're already doing. It's not something that you need. It's not something that you. And it's funny how many people. I know some dry scoopers that are no longer dry scoopers because they can't. They just don't like the stuff. They don't like how it makes them feel. They don't like feeling itchy. And I took some pre-workout when I was in college, and I didn't like the way it made me feel. And I really didn't like what I was paying for it, at the time either. Like, it just, you don't need this stuff. Again, and I the only supplements that I currently take is I have a multivitamin, I take a fish oil capsule, and then I do have some protein powder. But again, it's supplements. It's a way for me to get, more calories in and get something that doesn't have a lot of sugar in it. But I also enjoy the taste of the shake that I have and that I use, the powder that I use. So like, but again, this is kind of supplements overall. You don't need them. If if you enjoy them, if you think that they're going to work for you, you'll continue to use them, of course. But my opinion on this stuff, on pre-workout, is just like, it's a waste. And I'm somebody that I work out first thing in the morning. I have for years, and I've done that without this stuff. So I just, yeah, I don't see the point in it. I think it's a lot of hype that people get swept up into that they think they need, but they really don't. So would love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, I really enjoy having open discussions about things. So like, you can literally message me and tell me that I'm completely wrong and tell me why I'm wrong. I'm cool with it, because you know what? That's when I learn things. So yeah, let's talk about it. You can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me. That is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. That is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.